Hello.
Hi, I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Let me ask you, does anyone in your household work for any media outlet, including print, radio, internet, blog, or television station?
No.
Thank you. First, are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone? I know we are calling you on your cell phone, so we will make this as quick as possible, and we really appreciate your time.
Yes.
Thank you. That's it. Thank you very much. And, well, are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Thank you. Just to be sure we are representing everybody, may I ask your race?
Black.
Thank you.
African
and what is
American.
Your? Thank you. And what is your age?
68.
Thank you. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the coming 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
I vote.
Thank you. And would you say that the upcoming 2024 presidential and congressional elections are more important than previous elections, less important, or about the same?
They're about the same.
Thank you. Now, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
I'm satisfied.
Thank you. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove the way Kamala Harris is handling her job as vice president?
Sure.
Sorry?
Sure.
Okay, would you strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Strongly approve.
Thank you. And thinking about how the economy is going, specifically for you and your family, would you say your wages or salary is just keeping up with the same cost of living? Falling behind the cost of living or rising to the point where you can really get ahead?
Rising to the point where I can really get ahead.
Thank you. And now I'm going to read you a list of different policies, issues, and concerns some people say are most important to them when considering who to vote for in the upcoming elections for Congress and President. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important a voting issue it is for you. Use a 10 if it's the most important, a 5 if it's somewhat important, and 0 if it isn't important at all. The first one is investing in Medicaid to provide more access to home care and better wages for home care workers. How would you rate this of importance from 0 to 10?
9.
Thank you. Fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods.
8.
Thank you. Creating more affordable housing and addressing homelessness.
7.
Thank you. Fighting back against racism and discrimination.
0.
Thank you. Ensuring the voting rights of all citizens are protected.
10. Vote fighting back. I mean, we shouldn't fight back. We should all get along. I don't like it.
Thank you. Reforming the criminal justice system to stop racial profiling and hold back cops accountable.
You hold anybody, it doesn't matter who, you hold anybody accountable for their action. Not just cops. They do their job. But you hold anybody accountable.
So would you rate it from 0 to 10? How?
Give me a 9 on that one, because you hold anybody accountable.
Thank you. Taking greater action to combat climate change, making us less dependent on fossil fuels, and building a clean energy future. How would you rate it from 0 to 10?
Give me a 7.
Thank you. Thinking more broadly about the coming elections, what do you think the election should be most about? You may choose two. Stopping our hard-fought for fight for rights and freedoms from being rolled back, combating the rights of white supremacy, discrimination, and racism, stopping reproductive rights and women's equality from being rolled back, tackling inflation and improving the economy, improving K-12 public schools, and making college more affordable, protecting and preserving our democracy and freedom.
The one you just said, making college affordable, the one you just said.
Thank you. As well, we have the last one too, bringing in new leadership and making change with the first woman of color president.
I'm sorry, say that again.
Yes, the last one as well is bringing in new leadership and making change with the first woman of color president. You have chosen one, but you can also choose two if you want as well.
Making the first woman a president, she don't have to be of color. She could be white.
Okay. Okay, thank you. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues using a scale from 0 to 100, on which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. Democrats in Congress. How would you rate Democrats? 75? Okay. And Kamala Harris.
Kamala Harris. Who is Kamala Harris? Hello? You can't answer that?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. That's why I asked you who was Kamala Harris.
Yes, she's the vice president right now, and she is going to run for presidential elections.
President. Okay. I thought that's what she was going to do. Yeah.
So how would you rate her from 0 to 100?
I would like to say 100, but I go to 50. I rate a 50.
Thank you.
You're fading.
Sorry?
Oh, you were fading out.
Yes. What about Hakeem Jeffries? How would you rate 25. Him from 0 to 100?
25.
Thank you. And J.D. Vance?
25.
Thank you. Donald Trump?
Uh, 85.
Thank you. And Barack Obama.
Well, Barack Obama is not running for president. He just endorsing, aren't he?
I don't understand. However, how would you rate your feelings towards Barack Obama from 0 to 100?
I gave him a 75.
Thank you. And I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were independent Cornel West, Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Kamala Harris, independent Jill Stein, and independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., for whom would you vote? If you are decided, please say so.
Did you say Robert F. Kennedy?
Robert F. Kennedy Jr., correct.
Jr.,
correct.
Most of them are dead, so I can't vote for now one of them, so.
Okay, and if you would have to choose for these ones, for whom would you vote? Cornel West, Donald Trump, Kamala Harris, Jill Stein, or Robert
Kamala
F. Kennedy
Harris.
Jr.?
Kamala Harris.
And generally speaking, if the election up for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? The Republican candidate or Democratic candidate?
Democratic.
Thank you. As you may have heard, President Biden has decided not to run for president in 2024 and has endorsed his Vice President Kamala Harris to be the Democratic Party candidate for president. Next, we'd like to ask you whether you agree or disagree with a few statements that others have made about Kamala Harris becoming the Democratic Party's candidate for president. For each, please tell me whether you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with that statement. The first one is, even if Kamala Harris becomes president, nothing will really get better for most black women in America. Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with this statement?
Somewhat disagree.
Thank you. Second one is, I'm worried that Kamala Harris will be the victim of sexist attacks against her because she is a woman. Strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Strongly disagree.
Thank you. And the next one is, I'm excited to have the chance to vote for a black woman for president.
I'm excited. Oh, no, not really. But, well, I'll make, do I have this book? 1 out of 10? 1 out of 100?
Well, in this case, with this statement, would you say that you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Somewhat disagree.
Thank you. Now, I'd like to read you what some issues and concerns others have mentioned as important needs to be addressed in their community. For each, please tell me who you think would be better at handling these issues, Donald Trump or Kamala Harris. The first one is the Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms.
Donald Trump.
Okay, would that be Trump somewhat better or Trump much better?
Trump somewhat better.
Thank you. Gender inequality and fighting the threats to policies that address it.
Read that again.
Sure. Gender inequality and fighting the threats to policies that address it.
Somewhat better.
Okay, somewhat better for Kamala Harris or Donald Trump?
Donald Trump.
Thank you. Would it be Trump somewhat better or much better?
Somewhat better.
Thank you. The next one is, we'll fight for people like you.
What you mean, people like me?
Correct.
We'll fight for people like me? I don't understand the question.
Well, for this statement, who do you think that would work better? Kamala Harris or Donald Trump? Like you as a citizen.
Kamala Harris.
Would that be much better or somewhat better?
Somewhat better.
Thank you. And what about securing our borders?
Donald Trump.
Would that be somewhat better or much better for Trump?
Much better for Trump.
Thank you. Next, I'm going to read you some reasons others have given why it's important to turn out and vote in 2024. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that it's very convincing reason to vote, a 5 means it's a somewhat convincing reason, and 0 means it's not at all convincing reason to vote in the 2024 presidential elections. You can use any number between 0 and 10. The first one is, women's health is often overlooked in this country. Among higher income countries, we fall far behind most of our counterparts with more than double their maternal mortality rate. And African American women have more than double the maternal mortality rate of any other race in the nation. It's time we use our political power to demand leaders fight for women's health, for maternal health, and to protect our reproductive rights over our own bodies. Our vote has power, the power to save lives. We must use that power for our health. Would this be, how would you rate this to be a convincing reason to vote? 0 from 0 to 10?
8.
Thank you. Our rights, freedoms, and power are under attack by extremists who feel threatened by our progress and the changing demographics for our country. They are dismantling the policies and laws that so many generations have fought to put in place over the years that tackle racial and gender inequality. From affirmative action to college diversity programs, to business funded on specifically designed to help minority and women business to control over what we do with our bodies, they are fighting our progress. Voting is how we use our power to fight back by supporting those candidates who will fight for our rights and make sure we don't go backwards. How would you rate this from 0 to 10?
7.
Thank you. Next one is, our country is being overrun with illegal immigrants, and the effects are devastating for American citizens. Rather than using our country's resources to build up our own communities, politicians are opening up our borders. This crisis undermines U.S. workers and jobs, increases crime, drains the treasury, and overloads schools and hospitals. We must get out and vote to ensure that we elect leaders who will work for us and put the interests of American citizens first. How would you rate this from 0 to 10?
10.
Thank you. Sometimes, over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It's okay if you didn't, but let me ask you now. Would you say that the coming 2024 presidential and congressional elections are more important than previous elections, less important, or about the same?
About the same.
Thank you. I'm going to read you a list of sites or apps. For each, please tell me whether you have used them in the past 2 days. Instagram.
I don't use a computer, sir.
Okay. So, YouTube, TikTok, Twitter, and Facebook, you might not use,
I don't do none of that.
Okay. Okay, thank you. And well, what is the last year of a schooling day you have completed?
I went to 12th grade.
12th grade? Would that be high school graduate?
Yes.
Thank you. Are you married, a married living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Married.
Thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or you're younger living in your household?
No.
Thank you. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Say that again.
Sure, yes. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban.
Thank you. Aside from weddings and funerals, on average, how often Would you say you attend to church or religious services twice a week or more? Every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, hardly ever or never?
Several times a year.
Thank you. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
I try to be very conservative.
Thank you. Would that be somewhat or very conservative?
Very conservative.
Thank you. Which one of the following best describes your work situation? Employed, retired, or disabled, unemployed, student, or homemaker?
Retired.
Thank you. And well, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Ma'am, I really do appreciate your time and your opinion.
You're welcome. Have a nice afternoon.
You too as well. Have a nice afternoon. Bye for now.